This next guest you may know from The Moth or This American Life. The New York Times calls him one of the great American humorists of our time, and he's on his way this very moment to New Mexico. Just a warning, the story does refer to female body parts.
I'm Mike Birbiglia, and I'm wildly curious to find out what New Mexico is all about. I can't wait.
On Wednesday night, Birbiglia is performing his latest solo show at The Lensic.
The Lensic, yeah.
The show's called My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
It's pretty family-friendly. I always say that, like, don't bring your 9-year-old. I wouldn't bring your baby. But you can bring your teenager. You can bring your grandparents. There's nothing in it that's, like, lewd or violent or anything like that. And just in general, it's kind of a romantic show. Kind of a hybrid of stand-up comedy and a play.
Critics are actually calling it heartfelt, compelling, and as the man himself says...
I'll just say this. If people come, they'll laugh, they'll have a good time, it's emotional, they might feel something.
And even though I'm not supposed to say this, part of your ticket could even include an autograph.
Don't quote me on this, but I usually sign things afterwards. Anything. I'll sign your ticket, I'll sign your face.
The man's a comic, no doubt, but just how a person ends up on their path is something we wanted to know.
So can you tell me when you first thought you were funny?
That's a good question. When I was in 7th grade, I had this big crush on this girl named Lisa Bizzetti, and she sat in front of me in class thanks to alphabetical order. And so she had to talk to me on the phone every night about homework. And one time I said something on the phone that made her laugh sort of accidentally. And I was like, well, this is great. Like, I got to do that more. And then one time we were on the phone, and she was laughing so hard, and she said, Mike, you gotta stop. I'm gonna pee myself. And I was like, wow, like this was the closest I had ever come to a vagina. And so I've spent the next 15 years trying to get Lisa Bizzetti to pee, and that's how I ended up being a comedian. I don't know if you can put that on the radio, but that's a true story.
In college, Mike joined an improv group, ran for Funniest Man on Campus, won, and got to open for Dave Chappelle at a club in D.C. And over time, he went from slapstick to telling more personal stories with what he describes deeper emotional centers.
It's a true story. I sleepwalked through a second-story window in my sleep, and it nearly killed me.
Mike has rapid eye movement behavior disorders, and he was having an episode, so to speak, when he jumped from that second-story window. He got 33 stitches in his leg, and it got him writing in a whole new direction.
I started writing the one-man show of Sleepwalk with me, and then it was around that time I started doing The Moth, and then later This American Life.
Over time, Birbiglia transformed his show into a film, also called Sleepwalk With Me, and it's currently playing at local cinemas. So when I ask him if you're gearing up for a hot date and you have to choose between the live show at the Lensic, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend, versus the movie Sleepwalk With Me at the theaters.
I'll tell you this. I'll be completely honest with you. If the relationship is a make or break it moment, do not see my movie, Sleepwalk With Me, which is playing at the CCA Cinematheque or at the Guild Cinema in Albuquerque. But if it is in a make-or-break situation, do come to the live show, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend, at Lensic Performing Arts Center, because these two shows are two very different sides of the coin.
And there you have it. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.